How do you make business problems disappear? Wrap them in bacon. For business owners, marketing execs, and anyone trying to grow your business, pump your profits, and make more while doing less, welcome to Bacon Wrapped Business with Brad Costanzo. Sizzling hot business advice guaranteed to make you fat. Profits. Every week, our chefs will serve you proven recipes for ramping up your revenue. Now here's your host, Brad Costanzo.
Hey there, it's Brad. Welcome back. I am really looking forward to today's episode because we're going to go someplace that you probably didn't think a podcast about business would go, but we're going to go there in a big way. We're going to talk about drugs today. But before we do that, I want to touch base a little bit more about what else has been going on and some really useful tools that you guys might be able to utilize. So I've been traveling like a maniac the past couple weeks. I've been in Dallas, I've been in Orlando. One of them was for my own mastermind, the Boardroom Mastermind, where we meet, once a quarter, and another was for the big marketing and e-commerce event called Build, Grow, Scale, put on by Lo Silva and Tanner Larson. It was amazing. Met a lot of really cool people there. And it kind of got me thinking, do you go to many events? Do you go out and meet people live? It's one of the best things I've ever done in my business is getting out there amongst the people who are doing things similar to like you're doing and networking with them, learning from them, and building relationships with them. If you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, a solo entrepreneur trying to become one, you can read books and study courses and listen to podcasts all you want, but the real growth for me and everybody that I have seen, without doubt, comes from putting yourself in the game, meeting people, pressing flesh hand to hand, and actually building these relationships that can shortcut your learning process. And I don't care how big you are. As a matter of fact, the bigger and better your business is, the more often I see people gravitating towards masterminds and high-level events. I just had to miss one, Russell Brunson's event in Vegas, because it was just so darn close to this other one that I had been to. But if you don't go to many events, I encourage you to start. One of them I'm going to, actually, I just thought of this top of my head, in a couple weeks, is Sean Stevenson is having another 10K speeches event. Now, you may have seen Sean on a previous episode of Bacon Wrap Business. It was a video episode, and you can always go back and look for it. But I've been to this event like 6 months ago, and I'm going back because it was so amazing. He does such a great job. And it's on June 24th, I believe, and today is June 4th. So it's at about 3 weeks from now, and you can still go. You can still absolutely go. I believe if you go to 10, the number 10K for 10kspeeches.com, it'll forward to the site. You can get all the information on it. I can tell you it's an event unlike any other. Now, before we jump straight into the topic of today's call, I thought it would also be helpful to start sharing some of the tools that I use in my business every day. I get a lot of questions about this because I'm kind of a tool junkie, and I'm putting together a report really soon, kind of a entrepreneur and marketing tech and toolkit for you. And so that'll be available to anybody on my newsletter. And by the way, if you haven't joined my newsletter, you can do that. Just go over to baconwrapbusiness.com and put your name in there, and I'll give it to you once it's done. It's going to be amazing. But have you guys heard of Slack? And you can go to slack.com to see it. So Slack is a really awesome, like, business life-changing communication tool for your entire team. It's kind of like an internal Twitter is the best way I can describe it. And even if you don't use Twitter, which I really barely do, you will absolutely love it. It's free to use, and it's just a really cool way to interact with your team in different channels and direct messages. And it has literally replaced like 95% of my company email is just by using Slack. So I'm a big believer in it, and it's free. Definitely go check it out and see if it works for you and your business. Okay, so today I am going to bring on a special guest, and we are going to talk about different kind of things that we're used to chatting about. We're going to talk about drugs. Drugs are a technology. They're not good or bad. And I'll discuss this a little bit later in the show. You'll hear me. I'm actually recording this after I did the show, so I know what you can expect. But Drugs are simply a technology that you can use in order to get a result, good or bad. It just so happens today that we're talking about legal, for the most part, legal cognitive enhancing drugs that help your brain perform better. You have seen the movie Limitless with Bradley Cooper. I'll talk about that soon, but you'll be familiar with that kind of effect that I'm talking about, where you just feel like you're so productive or you're a genius, etc. And you may have heard about Adderall and Ritalin. Maybe you even take them to get really focused. Well, we are going to discuss why you probably want to stay away from that stuff at all costs, and a much better, cheaper, safer alternative that works, you know, really, really far better. We are also going to dive into a couple topics about psychedelic drugs, entheogens, and what they may be able to do for you. There are really no holds barred in this. And the reason that this show came about, I will explain, is because I had just stumbled across an ad on Twitter by a company called True Brain. And that's it's a company that sells nootropics, cognitive enhancing supplements. So I stumbled across the ad, I clicked on it, and they had a great little offer to get a free sample of product. So I signed up for that and I got it and it was great. And I just retweeted about it, said, hey, I'm going to look for, you know, do this. And I did a little hashtag nootropics. And then my buddy Elon Ferdman from SatoriPrime.com, and I know he and his brother really well, had pinged back and they were talking about nootropics. And I asked him if he ever tried this one and he said no. But we just started talking back and forth about what he takes. And I said, look, dude, let's do an episode on brain drugs. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Now, Elon also has his own podcast called the Performance Enhancing Podcast, and we'll get to that in just a second. But the other cool thing about Elon is that he and his brother Guy, they own SatoriPrime.com, and they are a digital marketing company, and they help businesses and entrepreneurs, you know, do everything better in the world of digital marketing, from getting more traffic to converting more sales, etc. However, today we're not really going to go into that topic, and we're not going to talk about marketing at all. We're just going to talk about drugs and how to have fun with them. So I hope this is as enlightening for you as it was for me. If you take notes, you'll actually come away with some things to play with. And without any further ado, let me go ahead and switch over to the episode. Okay, so Elon, how are you today, buddy?
I'm fantastic.
Good. Well, thanks for jumping on the line today. For all my bacon wrapped business followers, and
bacon,
I want to. You know what's funny? I had this because I knew today we were going to talk about drugs, brain drugs, good drugs, and I had this vision. You remember the old school '80s commercial about don't do drugs? And it's like, this is your brain, and then this is your brain on drugs, and it's an egg frying in a frying pan. And now I'm thinking about like, this is your brain on nootropics and throwing a piece of bacon in the frying pan, because everybody's like, ooh, I want that. Like, that could be a really cool visual. So I am willing to bet that a lot of people do not know, have never heard the term nootropic, and that's spelled N-O-O-T-R-O-P-I-C. And they have not really been introduced to this world of performance enhancing, brain conscious altering, stimulating, you name it, chemical enhancements that we call nootropics. So I want to talk a little bit today. Here's my agenda, is to give folks who have never really heard about this a primer on it, a Satori primer on it.
Aha, I see what you did there. That's clever, Brad.
I would just drop the mic, but you know, we got a podcast to do here. But then I actually want to just go deep and geek out a little bit and talk about some of the stuff that you know, that you're doing, some of the stacks that you've used. I'll share some of the stuff that I've done, and we can, you know, just geek out on the effects. But like, so in general, I've been taking some form of nootropic. Not including the coffee, because coffee really is a great nootropic. It, you know, enhances your cognitive performance, etc. And I've been taking some when I discovered this for about 2 years, pretty steadily and have had nothing but, you know, great effects. There's been absolutely no negativity, and people wonder, is this going to affect me, you know, long term? Is it gonna, am I going to get addicted and blah 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 blah? But tell me a little bit about, you know, your experience with nootropics, how you kind of discovered them, kind of what, you know, what you've discovered, some of the benefits.
Sure. It actually came out from a mastermind that I was in.
Okay.
With a room, it was, I think, about 26 guys, 7, 8, some even 9-figure earners. And I kept hearing this word, nootropics, you know, people pronounce it differently, stacks. And I'm just going, what the hell are these guys talking about? So I start asking around. And they're explaining to me some supplements that enhance the way your brain works and all this kind of stuff. And I shit you not that in a room out of 25, 26 guys, I would say that about 18 of them were on this. And I just had one of those moments. I go, super successful men all talking about this, all have it. And yet I've never heard about this anywhere else.
Yeah, what have I been missing?
Maybe there's something to this, right? So I started asking them what to start with, etc. And there's just a really deep, like you said, rabbit hole that you can go when it comes to this. But there are also some great ways to just test it and see the effects that you had. So I started, it was December of 2013 was when I first took a nootropic.
You know what's great? And I was like 2 months behind you.
And I, the biggest explosion in our business happened within about 3 to 4 months of that occurring. Now, I'm not saying that I took these drugs and that's it, right? I'm sure there's other seeds that I planted in the years prior to that.
Oh, yeah.
But the amount of clarity and focus that you have when you're on them, the ability to power through projects and be insanely productive in a, it almost feels like all these puzzle pieces are always up in the air with projects that you're doing or things that you're working on. And somehow when you take nootropics, all these puzzle pieces just start fitting that much faster.
Yeah, I could not explain that any better myself. I agree completely.
So between that and then I have a lot of phone conversations with people and a lot of consultations. The other thing that I noticed that became very evident was you're having a conversation and it almost seems like that fog that sometimes you have where you're trying to think of what next to say or what would this person really need right now. It's just always there.
Yep. Yeah, always, it's like there. Instantaneous ability to access the right words and thoughts. Yeah. And yeah, I was going to mention this in the beginning. Actually, I was like, oh, can't let this go, because a lot of people's reference to nootropics or this concept has been the movie Limitless. So you know, Limitless came out years ago. And if you haven't seen Limitless, go get it. That is, especially if you're the least bit entrepreneurial, and if you're not, then why are you listening to this show? But right, but that is like porn for entrepreneurs going, I want that drug. Because in the movie, for those who haven't seen it, Bradley Cooper's character, somebody gives him this pill and it's top secret. It's been in development. It's this little clear pill, and it creates he becomes a super genius, just able to access all parts of his brain at all times. And, you know, there's that one that I think any of us who have experimented with nootropics have experienced is when that scene where he's writing a book or he's writing an article, and I think it was a book, and the words are just falling from the sky, like in the Matrix or whatever.
Yep.
And it's just instantaneous access. And you see him kind of smiling as he's typing because he's like, holy crap, I've never been this much in flow. And I think that's the real quest. Now, none of the nootropics that are out there, at least none of the ones that are out there that are available for people like us to take, will give you that effect, like that you don't just instantly become a genius. But, and I think you'll agree that what they do is they make your mind just work way more efficiently. And they're not going to make a stupid person smart.
Yeah.
Right? But Go ahead.
And even more than that, I found that if you're not, like, say you're hungover and you take them, it doesn't make your hangover go away. And it doesn't recreate you and give you all this energy and make you just feel amazing. It doesn't do that. You still have to be healthy, right? The healthier you are, the better these work. The cleaner your diet, the better these work. So it's an add-on to an already healthy lifestyle. It does not make you healthy by virtue of you taking them.
Exactly. So to zoom out a little bit, and I want to give folks a little bit bigger lay of the land. So, you know, these drugs, nootropics, how do you pronounce them? Nootropic or tropic?
I think I've heard everyone say different things. I don't think there's a right or wrong way.
We call them newts.
Nootropics, yeah. Nootropics. I mean,
newts.
Yeah, newts.
So in general, this is just a classification of a substance that really makes your brain work better. Caffeine is one. Yeah, I've done a lot of research on this stuff, and they say, you know, the most proven nootropic is nicotine.
Yep.
That it is that just nicotine by itself. This is not talking about any benefits of or drawbacks of smoking or whatever. Especially smoking is probably the worst way to get nicotine, but nicotine in its purest form or whatever is supposed to have some of the best nootropic effects
on
a person. Obviously very, controversial. That being said, cigarettes and coffee are obviously, you know, stimulants. They make us all work better. I love my coffee. But then this kind of takes it to a new level, and people wonder usually, okay, A, is it legal? And yes, they are legal. B, is it safe? C, where do I get some? How much do I take? What do I do? What adverse effects might it have? And they think, well, I'm messing with my brain chemistry here, and I don't want to take any unnecessary risks.
Yep.
Well, most of the, and you can elaborate on this because I guarantee you've done more research into this, but most of the really effective nootropics out there have a class of compound called racetams in it, right? So there's piracetam and phenylparacetam and all these other various forms of racetams. And just for the audience's sake, the, you know, racetams were studied, well, God, it hasn't been like for 30 years?
More, 60 years.
60 years they've been studied for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's patients and people who have cognitive disorders. And it's created not only benefits for them, but it's done it at a absolute zero toxicity, problems. So that's
it has lower lethal dose than salt. In other words, you can overdose on salt before you can overdose on
racetams. Yeah, that's awesome. So, and then when we mention a stack, we're talking about, okay, well, do you put piracetam with cytocholine and, you know, all these other natural
NuPEPT,
right? And all these other natural things. And how do you do this so that you get the best effect, et cetera, et cetera? So we may be talking a little bit over people's heads here. I don't want to do that too much, but the whole goal of this show is to let people know that A, drugs that improve your performance. Oh, by the way, we didn't even mention Adderall. Adderall out there. Now, I've personally never taken Adderall. And I know a lot of people who swear by it. College kids love it, right? But if you have any thoughts on the difference between Adderall and then the nootropics that we're talking about, I would love to hear that.
Yes, I have a lot, and I'm very, not to alienate people, but I am very passionately against Adderall and Ritalin.
Right, and that's one of the reasons I have not taken it. So that's an interesting one, because I guarantee a lot of people have probably taken that. Let's dive into that, because people love the effects of Adderall, and by the way, it's illegal to take it if you don't have a prescription.
Yeah. And here's my personal experience, and I will just go on the record and say that I've done almost every recreational drug on the planet. To this day, no drug that I've ever put in my body has had such a adverse effect on my body from a physical standpoint as Adderall has.
Really?
It is worse than cocaine. It is just a train wreck for the body. Now, that's just my personal experience. I know friends of mine that are on it and they do amazing work. They swear by it. And I'll get to other things that you can take if you really need something that strong. But I actually witnessed a kid in college who has been on Ritalin since the time I want to say that he was about 10 years old. So by the time I met him, he was on this drug for about 10 years, to the point that he was taking 4 20-milligram pills a day.
Wow.
He would basically set his alarm an hour earlier before he needed to wake up, drink, have a glass and a pill next to him, take the glass with the first 20 milligram, go back to sleep, and already wake up in this Ritalin state.
Oh,
and then
God.
Take three more throughout the day, okay? I swear to you that when you looked in this kid's eyes...
Empty,
like soulless human. It was just black, like darkness, nothing there. And this was, I was telling my friends, I was like, something is seriously not right with this kid. And lo and behold, I graduated the year after the kid got admitted into a hospital with some crazy, just psycho brain stuff happening. He got taken out of school for about a year and a half, rehab, the whole deal. These drugs are serious. And the fact that all these doctors are just prescribing it to any little kid, and parents who have a kid who they like to run around and be rambunctious and they don't sit there like adults, they're kids. And the fact that parents can't deal with that and put these kids on them, just it pisses. I can't even, it just drives me nuts.
Right. Well, and especially when these kids' diets are probably a complete wreck.
Exactly.
Probably tons of sugar, tons of processed foods, and everything else that is, you know, a contributing factor to the way they're acting in most cases, I'm guessing.
And 100%.
Then, you know, and then, you know, our society is, well, yeah, let's just shove a drug down there.
Exactly. Fix it with a pill, you know? So I do not like those drugs at all. Really, really do not.
Right.
Now, in the nootropic family, there are a version of, we call them, I guess, pharmaceutical nootropics,
yep,
which are things like modafinil.
Provigil.
And I think there's one other one. Basically, the government had pharma create drugs because Air Force pilots were flying on these super long 24-hour missions. And they were giving them Adderall and all this stuff. And Adderall just makes you really jittery.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're flying 24 hours. You have a bomb that's worth God knows how many millions of dollars. And you have to be on point. And so they realized that these guys weren't at peak performance. So they created this modafinil family type of drugs, which has very similar effects to what Adderall does, but it doesn't give you the jitteriness. It doesn't give you all that anxiety. It's just very, very clear. I've actually tried it. For me, it's still way too strong. Like, I actually feel a drug in my body. Whereas with the nootropic stuff that are more just the nutraceutical, this, you know, supplement type stuff, I don't feel at all. I just feel enhanced. I don't feel like a drug is coursing through my body.
Yeah, I feel the exact same. There's no crash. There's no – and once more, this depends on, you know, what you're doing. We're going to get into that in just a sec, mm-hmm, for all you curious listeners. But that's the exact way that I felt. So I had not taken Adderall, Ritalin, et cetera, either. And actually, I take that back. I had taken Ritalin once, like a friend gave it to me. And this was maybe like 16 years ago, and I hated it. I really did not like the feeling. Now,
yep.
I also want to preface this. I have ADD. I am ADD off the charts, I believe. I have not been diagnosed by a doctor, but you know, you look at the classic signs. Absolutely. I attention deficit. I use it as a superpower a lot of times, and the nootropics I've found have really helped me channel my focus, and it's really done amazing things. But still, yeah, I refuse to take the big pharma.
I mean, like in that. Europe, just to give you guys an example, in Europe, they prescribe children racetams.
Mm-hmm.
They don't prescribe them, you know, Adderall
speed.
Or Ritalin.
Speed.
So, exactly, speed. I mean, it's really worse than speed. You know.
What's really great, too, is if you get, you know, when you get the right nootropic in your body, you get the feeling of speed. right? You get the feeling that I am just dialed in. I've got energy. I'm on. I can think fast. I can do things fast, etc. I'm really productive. But it's a completely different mechanism than speed or amphetamines work on your body. So I've had, and I've never been a speed guy. I've never taken speed. Well, I think I've never taken speed, but I can't say that for sure.
They told me it was Molly.
They told me, yeah, exactly. but at the same time, it's a different mechanism. It gives you the same ability to perform, you know, at a high level, which is what gets a lot of people, you know, really liking that speed and the amphetamine effects, but without the negativity. So I want to start to dive into, like, we've kind of covered what nootropics are and the general effect. Yeah, it does make you feel amazing. Everybody's absolutely different. And I also do believe that people should be careful. There's going to be a big disclaimer at the beginning of this episode that says we are not doctors. We're not playing ones on TV. We're not telling you to just go out and experiment with drugs and substances and things like this.
We're not.
But if you are, we're going to tell you how. We're not telling you to do it. So we take no liability for this. And actually, like, you know, we have a mutual friend, Dr. Anthony Beck, and
yep,
you know, and we've talked about this in the past. He's like, look, you know, this stuff can be good, but you better understand your own chemistry. Yep. You better, you know, do your own tests. And this is really the core of biohacking and getting in and understanding what makes your body tick. Some stuff will work great for us and it won't work great for other people. Yep. But the reason I really wanted to talk about this on the show today is because more people need to know about this, because it actually is, you know, it's really good things out there. I do not believe that drugs... You know, drugs are a technology. They're drugs by themselves are not bad. And that includes all drugs, legal, illegal, you name them. But we've talked about kind of what they are, and we've talked about this great effect that they have, like productivity, clarity, creativity. And depending upon the type of stack and mix and nootropics that you do, you can have it dialed into more focus, like a laser, or yep, you can make it to where you're much more creative and like, I almost wrote a fictional novel one time when I was on it, because I was on this, like, creative one. I was like, I'm just writing, and this is amazing. And that being said, let's talk about, you know, some of the specific things that we've both done. So I think yours has probably been a more, what do I want to say, varied. You've probably done, just from our other conversations, you've probably tried a lot more stacks than myself. One of the first ones that I got on, and I've still... take to this day, is my friend Mark Effinger has a company called webnutrients.com.
Okay. Yep.
And yep, you've probably taken that. And it's, you know, he does custom blends for people, and they've been, he's got a lot of different things. They've always been great for me. I've loved the effects. I get a good rush, but I also get a good clarity and focus and all of this stuff. I've taken NuPept, which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Alpha Brain from Onnit, which I liked Alpha Brain. The only thing that I didn't like is I didn't get as much of a rush, because I don't think Alpha Brain has like the caffeine and the some of the other stimulants that the other ones do, which I just kind of like. I like if I'm taking a, you know, a drug like that, I want a little bit more of that rush and that bump, whether mm-hmm. that's good for me or not. I just know that Alpha Brain worked. It just wasn't as noticeable.
Yep.
What are some of the other ones? I just tried a sample from a company called True Brain. It's TRU Brain.
Yep.
I did a sample for them, like 5 doses, and I liked it. It wasn't it wasn't anything over the top. I didn't feel the least bit jittery, but I felt really good, and I may explore them some more. They are racetam based. And there's probably some other ones that I have tried as well, but those have been, you know, really working pretty well for me, and I haven't been doing it really scientifically. So, Elon, tell me some about your experience.
So I just want to start off by, you know, to give people an idea. We spoke a lot about caffeine. A couple of things about caffeine. One, absolutely a nootropic. If you guys want to try something and just feel what a nootropic effect would be like, then I would look at caffeine pill. So like an actual 100 milligram, 200 milligram pill that you can, you know, chop up into two. So like 100 milligrams of caffeine and 100 milligrams of L-theanine. That combination will give you a nootropic effect. So you can get, I mean, on Amazon, I think they sell them pre-mixed for, it's like 10 bucks for 60 pills or something like that. And if you ever need a boost, I actually take them before I play a tennis match.
Really? So it's the L-theanine and caffeine?
It's L-theanine. Yeah. L-theanine and caffeine is an unbelievably great for a lot of people. I have a lot of friends who caffeine makes them super jittery. Like even drinking decaf, they feel weird on. But when you mix it with L-theanine, the L-theanine actually calms all of that jitter and it just gives you that kind of laser focused energy. Really nice effect. And then no crash, et cetera. So I would say you can absolutely start with that just to kind of see if that works for you. The only thing I will tell you about caffeine, and this is just from studies I've done and speaking to doctors, is that the body has an unbelievable ability to become addicted to caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
So if we all know. If you drink even a cup of coffee every day, like one small cup of coffee every day for a period of 2 weeks, your body is at this point fully addicted to caffeine. So if you truly want the caffeine enhanced effect, the best way to do it is to restrict your caffeine intake to 2, maybe 3 days of the week. And I highly recommend it not from a cup of coffee, but rather from a properly dosed caffeine pill, because different cups of coffee, if you pick them up here or pick them up there or different batches, will have different varying milligrams of caffeine in them. And so you can't really track it. And so you can drink one cup of coffee from one place and you'll feel great one day, and then it'll be a different blend and you'll feel horrible the next day. So just something to keep in mind. So that was, I think, like the first thing that a lot of people can try and get that effect. Then the next piece is, like you said, the racetams. I think those are the best place for people to start. And the only thing I will say is that every body physiologically is different. Our brain chemistry is different. Our diets are different. Our stress levels are different. Where we live is different. There's just a million factors. So you can go, I think there's about 7 or 8 different racetams. Piracetam is the most common, PI, racetam. Then there's aniracetam, oxiracetam, phenylparacetam, which is my all-time favorite right now.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me that.
Chloriracetam. There's a bunch. So here's what I did to start. I actually went to a bunch of guys and I was like, give me the most common one. I asked for the dosing and they told me to take paracetam and they kind of gave me dosing. And even then, this is like a trial and error thing. So you can start with a certain dose and see if you feel the effect. And then if you don't, you can take a little bit more. If you feel too much or too little, you can adjust. There's no right or wrong thing because every one of our bodies is different. But paracetam, and you got to make sure that you take choline if you do it, if you take any of these nootropics. And I'll just explain real quick what a doctor told me. Choline is basically like a lubricant for your brain. Now, even if you don't take racetams, choline is fantastic to take. So if you're a person that is in a high thinking position, right, you have to make a lot of decisions, you're using your brain, you're kind of like you're using that prefrontal cortex a lot to make logical, et cetera, decisions, choline is fantastic. It basically lubes up the cells in your body to allow other things to go through them. Because if a cell wall becomes hard, it doesn't matter what you put into the body, it can't penetrate that cell. And choline just acts as a lubricant. It's fantastic. I know people that took racetam without choline and were like, I don't really feel it. I was like, are you taking choline? No, took it, all of a sudden felt amazing.
Yep. So tell me more about your what really works for you, and like, you know, what stack.
Yep.
And I also want to know, do you typically do your own? Like, so are you buying some of the, you know, a multitude of the more the like the raw inputs, and then, or are you just buying an off the shelf stack like I typically do, because I'm kind of lazy?
I buy raw. Okay. I buy only powders. And I'll buy like different sizes depending on which racetam it is. Mm-hmm. At first I just took paracetam, right? I was taking like half a teaspoon in the morning, then half of that teaspoon in the afternoon.
Paracetam tastes so lovely too.
Oh God. At first, the first 3 days I put it in my mouth and I actually had that gag thing. And I was like, oh man, this is horrible. And I was thinking of capping them and all this stuff. And I got to tell you, after the third day, the flavor just went away. And now I can literally just put it on my tongue and just drink it down. It doesn't even taste anything.
Nice.
But anyway, so paracetam is a great place to start. I did that for a good part of probably like almost a year, 9 months, maybe something like that, until I started working with Beck and then realized that every racetam has a different effect. I just thought some were stronger, some were weaker, and paracetam did such a good job. I was like, ah, screw it. You know, I'm happy. But each one has different things. So some give you clarity, some give you focus, some give you enhanced memory, some is a mood enhancer. So what I ended up doing is I went to, I don't remember which site it was at the time, either like Nootropics Depot, or now I buy my stuff from Powder City. But I bought, I think, 6 or 7 of them, small little sample sizes. And then every week I would just try a different one with the prescribed dose. I just same, you know, same work schedule, same everything, just one nootropic for 3, 4, 5 days at a time. And I would track how I felt. I would track how I performed for me, not based on what everyone else told me, but for me. And I can tell you that of all the 6, the 2 that still do the best for me is paracetam is my go-to like every average day. And then phenyl paracetam for the days that I really, I have interviews, I have a tennis match. Phenyl paracetam, by the way, I found out is the only paracetam that is on the Olympics banned substance list.
Oh, so we got to take that one then.
That, I'm just telling you, like,
that's got to be good then.
Exactly. If the Olympics
unless
are like,
unless you're training for the Olympics,
a clear advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're training for the Olympics, folks, don't take that one for all of us. Exactly. Non-Olympians. Exactly.
Everyone else, go for it.
So tell me about the effects that you receive from phenyl paracetam.
So here's what I will just kind of give you the difference. So paracetam, I just get a really nice, clear, focused day.
Okay.
I'm just really great, clear, etc. Phenyl paracetam is like turbocharging that. It just feels like you're on fire.
Nice.
So when I do podcast interviews, when I'm making videos, when I know I have a lot of consultations, that's the one I always go to. It just seems to take my abilities and enhance them 10x. I just feel like Superman.
That's awesome.
And I love that one. So I try to take that one like 2, maybe 3 times a week. At most, I try to take paracetam as more often. The other thing that I'll tell you with phenyl that I found to be really interesting is on the days that I'll go out and drink hard or, you know, party hard or whatever, taking phenyl, and I learned this from Dr. Beck, taking phenyl actually helps your brain regenerate. So it just makes
neurogenesis,
you feel, it just makes you feel better. And so on days where I'm just really groggy or whatever, that's the one. Like paracetam does not have that effect on me, but phenyl makes me feel amazing. And then, you know, just to give you guys an example, like aniracetam, which is I think that might be the strongest racetam. People love that one and it does nothing for me. Yeah. Literally nothing. Like I have less of an effect on that than I do on paracetam. So again, just to my point, every single person is very, very different. And the beauty is that these can't hurt you. Like you're not going to take one and it's going to do anything bad to you. So you may as well just test to see which one you actually respond best to and then track it yourself and do it that way.
That's great. So when you're taking, let's say this is a phenyl day, right? So you're going to take phenyl paracetam and you're going to take choline. Now, do you personally use any other supplement stacks, et cetera, for this? I mean, besides like a whatever, like a multivitamin or fish oil and things like this? Because I do know that racetams and a lot of nootropics are really activated with fat and oil. Yep. So I'll take some good, I'll actually take some of Dave Asprey's upgraded himself, his brain octane, which is MCT, high quality MCT oil, medium chain triglyceride oil with it. Do you do anything else besides like a choline and a like a phenylparacetam?
So I work with Beck, so I'm on his supplements, but they're very basic. One is kind of his version of a multivitamin. One is his version of fish oils, and that's pretty much it. That's kind of like my maintain. I do drink a bulletproof coffee every single morning.
Oh yeah, for folks who don't know what bulletproof coffee is, if there is anybody left who doesn't know what that is, that Dave Asprey, a former guest of the show, you know, really kind of pioneered putting both MCT oil and a whole bunch of grass-fed butter in your coffee, mixing it up and make it, that's basically your breakfast. I'll put a link to it. We're not going to go into that here, but that itself works like an amazing nootropic. But
oh man, I think that's the reason that nootropics became so interesting to me, because that was the first time I ever put something in my body and instantly
zoom zoom zoom
was like, holy shit,
yeah,
what is this stuff? You just feel like you can go out and run a marathon, and all you did was drink a cup of coffee. And I was like, okay, there's something to this. By the way, little cool enhancement to the coffee.
Cinnamon.
I just bought chocolate, so like cacao powder. Ooh. So it's like dark chocolate powder, organic. And you can put like a half a teaspoon in the coffee. It just makes it taste incredible if you like dark chocolate.
Nice. Yeah, I do that. I want to do that. I usually sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon on top.
Yep. Also good.
Yep. But okay.
So yeah, other than that, I really don't do much. I've messed with New Pep here and there, which I think also is fantastic. The only pre-stacked one that I did was Dave promoted a while back, like Hiltep or something like that.
Yeah, Siltep.
Siltep, yeah.
Siltep. And that's mainly, what is that, like artichoke extract, forskolin, acetyl L-carnine, a couple other things.
Yep. I felt great for 2 days, and then it did nothing.
Yeah, I've kind of heard the same thing. So I've never tried it. It's, you know, less ingredients and a lot of stuff. There's no racetams in it.
Yep. True Brain, though, I believe actually is a stack of different racetams.
Yeah. When I looked at it, it looked like it was. And as I said, I enjoyed it. Kind of tasted like 5-Hour Energy.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, by the way, speaking of 5-Hour Energy, there is it's called B-Complex. Okay. And it's a liquid form of B12. Any trip I'm ever on, or anytime I travel somewhere, or even again before long tennis days or whatever, I will always take this. Or if I go out at night, and it's this little dropper, and you just put a drop under your tongue, you hold it there for 30 seconds. It is the purest form of energy that I've ever put in my body.
And who makes it?
Well,
it's called B-Complex.
I will look. I will look right now as we're talking.
Is it called B-Complex, though? Is that the name of the product?
Yeah, it's B-Complex Sublingual. Let's see.
By the way, speaking of going out and drinking and hangovers, and speaking of Dave Asprey, have you ever taken Dave's glutathione, the liquid, the gel?
No. Is that the GABA Wave?
No. So have you – I have tried GABA Wave, though. I didn't feel it. I did feel something when I put it in my mouth, and I wanted to throw up. It was the worst.
horrible.
It was worse tasting to me than the glutathione, which he has, which it was really funny when I was talking to him the other day. I was telling him about the glutathione. He's like, yeah, it tastes amazing, doesn't it? And he was being completely sarcastic. But he has a gel-based glutathione that you take and you put it typically under your tongue, and it comes like in a little syringe without a needle, right?
Mm.
But not only is – I mean, the best glutathione you can get is, you know, intravenous or whatever, like when you get that. But supposedly this is some of the best glutathione, which is – by the way, glutathione is not a nootropic. It's one of the strongest antioxidants you can take, right? So – and amazing for you, but also amazing to prevent hangovers. It doesn't cure hangovers, but if you take some of that before you drink, I have seen me and some buddies – look at each other the next morning like, why are we up so early and why do we feel okay? We should be zombies right now. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so I do like a lot of the products over at Upgraded Self, and Dave's done a great job of just bringing nootropics into the conversation. I mean, he's done probably some of the foremost work in bringing it to the mainstream so that people like us can hack around and play with it.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I brought up B12, because you were talking about 5-Hour Energy. So 5-Hour Energy, in its essence, is a shot of B12.
Right.
But then they add in there taurine and sugar and all this other shit that just sucks. So, plus it tastes horrible. Mm-hmm. But if you just want that kind of boost in energy, and this stuff, this B complex, I just found it. So they have it on Puritan.
Puritan's Pride. .com. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $6 for a little... two ounce
take a little drop of that forever. And it's like bing 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 ricochet rabbit.
It is incredible. Nice. It doesn't matter how crappy you feel, you can be exhausted, you put a couple of these droppers under your tongue, within 10 minutes you'll feel incredible.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah.
So okay, cool. So we've talked about NuPept, which folks can go get. I've never bought it. I've had friends give some to me, and it's a tiny little bit. Love it.
Yep.
You know, and you've taken a couple of pre-stacked, but in general, yeah, you mix your own. How much for you? You're a bigger guy than I am, but how much phenylparacetam do you take?
100. So what I love about Powder City, which no other place that I ordered from, they actually give you measuring spoons for the actual. Each racetam comes with its own spoon.
Really?
Yeah, which I've never seen before. And there was no dosing on anything that I've ever bought before. So just to put it in perspective, paracetam, I will take anywhere from, it's probably roughly about 2 to 4 grams a day, somewhere in that range. Like one to three grams, I'm sorry, a day. Phenylparacetam is 100 milligrams. So I take 150 milligrams a day. I'll do 100 in the morning and then 50. What I found works for me great is a dose in the morning with my breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I usually actually put my racetams directly in my bulletproof coffee in the morning.
Yep.
And then at lunch, I'll do a half a dose of whatever it is that I took.
Okay.
And again, with another thing of choline. So I take choline 3 times, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once at night. And then I'll just take the racetams in the morning and in the afternoon. I used to take a small dose at night, but I just found it to be completely useless.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's really good to know. So Powder City is an awesome place to get some of this stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, fantastic. So, now, have you ever tried any of Mark Effinger's stuff from Web Nutrients?
No, but that was the place that when I first looked up nootropics, everyone told me to go to.
Yep.
And I never ended up, he's the one that like sends it in little vials, right?
Yeah. He sends them in a test tube. And...
Yeah. Test tubes. Yep.
Now,
I never got it from him.
Yeah. So I will be, Mark's become a really good friend of mine, and I've been a customer of his for 2 years now. And I've always had good experiences with his stuff. What he does is, you'll fill out a big questionnaire. And it's like a 5-page questionnaire about, you know, your general health, what you want. So you don't typically just buy this over the counter. You can, but if you want the best experience, you'll fill this out. And he says he custom stacks this for everybody based upon who they are, like how, you know, how big they are, what they want out of it. And you can dial it in. So when you come back and you say, hey, Mark, I want more focus, or I want more euphoria, or I want more creativity feeling, or less stimulant, or whatever, he can do that for you, which is kind of cool. Now, he had sent me a text message earlier this week, and he said, we have some rockin' good stuff coming your way. Next time I see you, this is going to excite you, I will be bringing my newly designed laser vape and nootropics vape fluid.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Laser. Tickle me.
He said,
I like the sound of that.
He said laser nootropic vape.
That's what? Awesome.
And then he said this. He said, the L-Dopa vape is crazy fun. 90 minutes of pre-orgasmic bliss. So I don't know what that exactly means, but I love it. Those are not available. But one of the things he has, which I love, and I think you just ordered this without too much fanfare, on the site is he has this spray, and it's a it looks like a breath spray, like a little, you know, comes in a little thing, and it's sublingual nootropic energy spray, he calls it. I'll send you a link for it, but it's on webnutrients.com. And if you, it's almost like the B12, but this is, you take a few of these and you're getting the shot, like shots of his, like with racetams and et cetera underneath your, you know, into your system. I'm looking for the actual, you know, what's in it. But so this was really cool. I was, a couple years ago, I was talking to Frank Kern about this, and I told him about these things, and then he's like, yeah, that sounds, you know, really interesting. And maybe about 2 weeks later, I get an email. He's like, hey, do you have some of that NZT? Because Mark actually calls his stuff NZT.
Yeah. That's
like,
what it is.
Like the movie Limitless. And he goes, do you have some of that? I was like, yeah, why? He says, so our friend Laura Betterly just had given him a couple of sprays the last time she saw him. And she had, you know, some of the, yeah, as I said, the little sublingual spray. And he goes, he gave me that. And he's like, holy crap, I want some, because that instant turn on. And Mark will say that that's if you want a couple of hours, like let's say you're about to do a podcast, you're about to do a, you go on stage or do something like this, you give a couple squirts, and it's just enough boost. It's not going to last all day long, but it's going to be a nice little rush. So
yeah,
that's always been fun. If you haven't tried Mark's stuff, do it. I hope Mark is listening to this, because I always want to strangle his ass going, like, when you get the stuff, there's oftentimes not instructions on how to use it when you receive it. It's like, here you go.
Good luck.
I got to call him. How do I use this, and how do I not use this, more importantly? But it's definitely effective, and he's got a lot of other really healthy ingredients in each of these, like, so it's not just two, there may be a whole bunch of things. That being said, this is not just a plug for Mark, although I love you, brother, if you're listening. But drugs are fun.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of my overall thought process on this. I feel that entrepreneurs, we tend to be the kind of people that are constantly looking for that edge, constantly looking for that next level in performance, whether it's in sports, our business, our relationships, money. We're always striving for growth. When I found out that this existed out there, I actually, once I started taking it, I go, you motherfuckers, you've been cheating.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I couldn't believe it. I was like, okay, so it's something that happens that I think just happens in every arena of life. Everything always trickles from the top down, right?
Yep.
The ones that can always afford the best things, that's where it starts. And then it becomes kind of distributed to the know. And, you know, someone's like in a mastermind with Dave, and Dave will be like, hey, you know, so I'm taking so-and-so. And the next thing you know, 50 people are taking it, and 100 and whatever. That's how it kind of like goes down.
That works.
Now, so I'm looking at the people at the top who are using this stuff and going, you motherfuckers, like, I'm glad I found out about it now, but this is stuff that everyone needs to know about.
Yeah.
I wish I knew about this stuff when I was in college.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
And you know what's sad is college kids, I can't say all they really know, but all you ever hear about them doing is Adderall.
And like, Ritalin. That's
and
it.
And Ritalin. There are so many other better natural and legal alternatives to get that performance enhancing, and much, 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 much safer.
And things like okay, that. We didn't even talk about this, how cheap this stuff
is. Oh my God, cheap.
So, you know, I don't know what a prescription of Adderall is, but I know that kids sell them in college for like $10 a pill. It's something ridiculous.
Yep.
This is going to sound so crazy. Like now we're really drug dealers. A kilo of paracetam, a kilo. Like that's, you know, watch the movie Blow. Is something like $70.
Yeah.
And the equivalent of phenylparacetam, which would probably be about 25 grams because it's, you know, you take so much less, is also $70 for 25 grams. That amount will last me almost a year.
Right. Well, okay. So you take 100 milligrams of, let's just say 100 instead of 150 because the math will be easier, phenylparacetam. per day, right?
Yep.
So am I doing the math right? So 10 of those is a gram?
10 of those would be a gram, yep.
Okay, so on Powder City, you can get a 10-day supply of phenylparacetam for a whopping $5.70.
Yep.
So if you want a 30-day supply, it's going to cost you $15 for an entire month versus – yeah. And once more, the safety is through the roof. There is no toxicity to this. Obviously, there's risks, so do this stuff at your own risk. I just say that for legal reasons.
Yep.
I'm not telling you to – you. By the way, don't take any of our advice on this. Don't even listen to this show now that you've listened to it. And don't ever do drugs, kids. Stay in school.
Stay in school.
Yeah. Unless you
stay in school and do nootropics.
Stay in school and don't do drugs unless you want a real education and and a productive life. So, yeah, I mean, like you said, you almost feel as though, hey, you guys have been cheating. But
yeah,
the nice part is we can cheat too. And it's not really cheating. It is performance enhancing. You know, we're not in Olympic competitions. We are here to take responsible control of our lives, of our body. And truly, you know, when we zoom even out further than just this, when you look at all of human experience, I kind of had this realization that all we are ever trying to do is alter our consciousness in one way or another. And mm-hmm. that consciousness could be like, we want to alter the way we feel, because just going around in as like that even kill zombie state is boring. We're here to experience. So we'll go, you know, we'll take caffeine so that we can feel better and have more energy and control ourselves. We'll do nicotine. So either, well, I've never smoked, but take nicotine to either calm down or to pep up. We drink alcohol in order to alter our consciousness. We want to fall in love because we like the way that that feels. We like the oxytocin that's created in our brains when we, mm-hmm. when we do this. We are constantly looking for either a better feeling or an edge, or unfortunately, and I think this is, you know, we could talk about this shit forever, but, you know, or we try to self-medicate and remove problems. And that's really where the addictions and the other things come in. It's like, I can't deal with my own shit, so I'm going to take these problems so that I don't have to. And yep. that's the dark side.
Yep.
Right.
And these won't fix any of that.
Right. No.
At all.
No, not at all. And actually, if you're really depressed, these might make you really focused on your depression. Like, I am really depressed and I'm so focused. I can't think about anything but that. I don't know if that's true or not.
I can see my depression so clearly now.
Exactly. So, you know what's interesting? I wanted to bring this up because this – I don't want to talk about this for too long and we may freak some people out. But there's also – and I know this is really big in Silicon Valley – but there's also the whole concept, since we're talking about drugs and chemicals, of entheogens and you know, what some people call psychedelics, and the ability for responsible use of psychedelics to not only actually cure some of the things that, you know, the depressions and the issues that people have when done really responsibly and under really controlled environments, but also to create mega breakthroughs. I mean, I think, you know, one of the most famous being Steve Jobs having taken acid, which gave him, you know, really set the whole path of Apple and the culture forward. And, you know, you and I have both had experience with extremely powerful entheogens.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think there's going to be a lot of people who are like, oh, these guys, blah, blah, blah. But
they cray.
Yeah, we're definitely cray. I've fully
embrace your
love
cray.
The fact that I'm crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Embrace your cray.
Love it. But I'm an experience junkie. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean experience in the sense of I have to have it. I just feel like we've been put on this earth. We have an infinitesimal amount of time to experience. In the grand scheme of things, it's not even the time of a sneeze. And my game is I want to take it all in. So I've basically turned myself into a yes to life. And that means experiencing everything. And I don't judge people that do certain things. I'm very clear on what my mission and my why in life is. And for those that are listening, my Satori Prime's mission with me and my brother is to impact 100 million people's lives in the next 5 years, right? So I don't have time to sit on a stair and do heroin all day, or however good, you know, that might make you feel. But I think there's growth potential in everything, especially hallucinogenics. If I could just share, you want me to share one of my first stories of like one of my biggest breakthroughs in my life?
Please do.
So I was a freshman in college. And the first time I did LSD, I sat in a room, and this is before I did any personal development work. I didn't know any of this stuff. Okay. So I'm sitting in a room, there's about six of us, all of us on it. And I'm looking at this picture. For those that you remember, it's Edward Monk, The Scream. It's like, yeah, a really famous picture. And, you know, LSD has amazing effects. And next thing I know, I'm like in the painting. It was just absolutely amazing. But I wanted to share something with the people in the room. And I start hearing this voice. They're going to think you're so stupid. They're going to think you're crazy. They're going to think. And it was honestly, Brad, the first time I can honestly say I had that disassociation, where I actually heard the voice for a voice, not my voice, just somebody else in my head talking to me. And I remember going, because I wasn't a very anxious or shy person. I was always kind of friendly and outgoing. Mm-hmm. And it was surreal to experience how self-aware I was that I'm going to be like, these people are going to perceive me as an idiot or a weirdo or whatever. And I remember coming off of LSD and going, whoa, so there's this voice in my head that's not actually me, that's been telling me all this stuff.
And I've been listening to him?
And I've been listening to it? I mean, I remember a very clear line in my life that was just like, holy shit, all this stuff that I thought was me is not actually me. And that led to a whole bunch of questions like, well, when do I want to listen? Why do I listen? Who is this voice? Right? And that actually got me into spirituality, personal development. It made me so aware of things that may have been running my life. And that was it. I was like, holy shit, I did not see that. I thought I was taking it just to see, you know, vibrant colors and feel good, whatever. But it altered for me. And I realized very early on that hallucinogenics, every time I take one, I have a profound insight in my life. I mean, really all it does is it shuts the prefrontal cortex of your brain. So it shuts the logic part that just controls your life, reason.
That operates in what we think is reality.
Exactly. And when that's shut down, all this other parts of the brain, the creativity, the emotion, the connection, all of that stuff gets heightened. And so if you're a naturally self-aware person, it's incredible. It's like meditating and just being able to kind of snap right in, instead of having to sit there for 20 minutes and hoping that you can get into this meditative state. You're just fucking there.
Uh-huh.
And you can just work through shit. And there's so much power. And I don't say it to people, you know, go out and just do LSD or anything like that, but at least be open to an experience in your life, because honestly, you never know what kind of impact it can have on you in the most positive, beautiful way.
Yeah. No, I've experienced the exact same things. I've actually never done LSD. However, you know, like, we have both used the ayahuasca medicine,
yes,
DMT, and, you know, some things that are really just amazing. They call them entheogens. It's not, I'm tripping balls and I'm seeing crazy stuff. It actually brings you in touch with that inner voice and the fact that there's much more going on. And some of the biggest breakthroughs, just personal, whether you're looking for business breakthroughs or personal breakthroughs, etc., they dissolve the ego and they keep you from overthinking and they bring you to what's really true. So this brings me to something I love to share this with people because it's really kind of eye-opening. I'll send you a link to this in a second, but there's a guy named James Orrick, O-R-O-C, and he's an author. He wrote a book called Tryptamine Palace and his experiences with 5-MeO dimethyltryptamine, or DMT, which is, you know, if you guys listen to Joe Rogan, you'll know what that is, but DMT is a It is a substance that is the strongest entheogen or psychedelic known to man. It's also probably the safest because it is produced in our brain. But you can smoke it. You can drink it with ayahuasca. It is very safe, but it is very, very intense. In his studies, he looked at all the various drugs and substances that are out there, and he ranked them in a scale. He calls them the auric mystical value scale. And here's what's kind of really interesting. He ranks them first by, you know, at the top of the scale is their ability to dissolve your ego into nothing and make you, right? So DMT is number one, like one and two, right? And then it goes, I'll just read them, some of them, you know, I have no knowledge of, but, and then LSD, and then mushrooms and psilocybin, ketamine, mescaline, going down to MDA, like sassafras, MDMA, which people know as Molly or ecstasy, cannabis, marijuana, and then you got your opiates and heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines, and finally at the bottom of the scale is alcohol. So remember, these are ranked by their ability to either dissolve or reinforce your ego, and that makes sense. If you're on acid or mushrooms, or you know, even weed, you know that you have no ego. You are just completely dissolved into your subconscious. And at the other end of the spectrum is the alcohol and the amphetamines and the cocaine. You are king of the world. You get in bar fights. You think you're bulletproof, right? So he says, okay, there is, for one, let's now look at the toxicity, the physiological toxicity of each one of these. And it just so happened that they fell in line almost identical, where the more ego dissolving they were and the more entheogenic or psychedelic, the safer they are. So like LSD, for instance, he mentions that it is psychoactive at 1/10,000th of a gram, and thus a low toxicity to dosage. He says this, you can ingest the same amount of cyanide or even plutonium and it'll pass through your body without affecting you. Wow. So LSD, although, yeah, people have stories of, yeah, I fried my brain on LSD because I maybe did too much, too long or whatever. However, physiologically, it is not toxic to you. But then you go down the line to things like the heroin and the opiates and cocaine and methamphetamine and alcohol, we all know are crazy toxic.
Yeah.
And then he layered on one more thing, and that's what kind of blew me away. He goes, the other thing is that the more it reinforces your ego, and the more toxic it is, the more legal it is.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Man,
blew somebody's mind. So alcohol at the bottom, it's totally legal, very toxic, reinforces your ego. Methamphetamines. Well, yeah, some of us, when we hear meth, we think of Breaking Bad, but what do you think Ritalin and Adderall are based upon?
Exactly.
Methamphetamines and cocaine. You look at, cocaine for a long time was legal, in the U.S., but opiates and heroin. Dude, look at all of the painkillers that exist. Oxycodone, Oxycontin.
Yep.
All these things. So it's a really, not to kind of go off on this long soapbox about this, but I thought it was really interesting, and a lot of people hadn't heard about it. But you know, we started off talking about really healthy brain drugs, and somehow we drifted over here to, you know, illegal psychedelics and stuff. But the whole point being, I mean, I like just opening up the discussion on this in general because I like talking about different stuff. But I love the fact that we were able to talk about this and to, you know, pry open some people's brains on all sides of it. But
that's it, man. That's the mission. Wake people the fuck up.
Exactly. But, you know, back to the legal stuff, and we'll wrap this up because this has been awesome. But well, we've covered a lot. But folks out there, for you guys, if you are healthy, if you're looking for an edge, if you're looking to biohack and see what works for you, and maybe especially if you're taking anything that's prescription-based or whatever, there are alternatives out there, and there are things that really, really work. I've been doing this for 2 years without any negative aspects. Elon's been doing them for a while. And, you know, the answers are out there, guys. Check them out. So, Elon, we didn't talk about your business. And I want to make sure we don't just go off. You're going to get a a better introduction because I'm going to record that after, you know, after we're done. But you also are, because I want to tell people where they can also find more about you, and you've got your own podcast. So tell me a little bit about your company, and then where, and then also your podcast, and where they can find more information about you.
Sure. So our company is called Satori Prime. I actually run it with my brother Guy, who that's how I actually met Brad. And just a quick side story, Guy, I think, is friends with you just because your name is Costanzo.
Yeah, that's what he said. He
goes, Costanza.
Yeah, he told me, he's like,
I
really don't.
A friend named Costanza.
Yeah,
so.
That's what he told me. He's like, I really don't even like you. I really don't even like you at all. I just like, I like the.
Yeah,
your last
I just want you your last name.
Exactly. I was like, that's cool. I've always wanted to, you know, somebody to say, hey, Guy, and not worry about it. If I forget your name.
Yeah. So I remember when he met you, he told me, he's like, you won't believe what happened.
I met a Costanza.
So we run a company, Satori Prime, where you can come to us and we will educate you on anything you need having to do with marketing. We run an agency where we actually run traffic for the likes of people like Frank Kern and Ryan Dice and Tony Robbins and T.R. Vecker, just to name a few. And we also do training components for people that want to take, for example, their Facebook skills to the next level. You can come to that us for that. And then generally on the podcast, which interestingly enough is called the Performance Enhancing Podcast, which actually came from this whole brain thing. Then on there, we talk about a whole slew of topics, just anything on mastery, how to become the best version of you that you can be. I actually call it steroids for the brain. So you can definitely check that out. And if there's anything that we can ever do to help or assist you on getting to where it is that you want to be in life, then please reach out to us. I'll give you guys my personal email. You can just reach me at Elon, which is I-L-A-N.
M-U-S-K.
Say it again.
Musk.
Yeah. I'm like $4 billion companies behind. So, but I'm getting there. So Elon, I-L-A-N at SatoriPrime.com. And you can let me know if you love this episode, hated this episode, and never want to hear my voice again.
That's awesome. Well, Elon, thanks a lot for joining us here on Bacon Wrapped Brains. That's the episode today. I'm going to have a lot of fun thinking of a, what do you call it, a title, a show title for this, because there's just so much we can do. Better living through chemistry, fun with drugs and stuff. I don't know. Yeah. Bacon wrap brains. That being said, hey guys, thanks for listening. If this has been a fun episode, this has definitely been a departure from the typical things we talk about. I would love to hear your opinions, good or bad. If you think being really irresponsible talking about drugs and stuff, let me know. But if you love it and you have more questions or you want to hear more off the business topic about this, also let me know. That's how I know if you like it or not. You can always email me directly at askbrad@baconwrappedbusiness.com. If this resonated and you thought that other people can benefit from it, share this little episizzle in your social media machine, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, whatever, Google+, if anybody uses that. Share it. Email it to some friends. And let folks know, because that's the way that we grow the show. And it's people like you. I know that almost all of the podcasts that I listen to come from word of mouth saying, hey, have you heard this? Have you heard this? So I'd love it if you can do the same thing and leave a review on iTunes. By the way, if you're listening to this and you're either on iTunes and haven't subscribed, or you are listening to it on my my website, the little audio player, you can also click the little iTunes or Stitcher button and go over and subscribe there. That means you won't miss a show. So every time I update one of these, you're going to, you know, get it straight there to your iPhone or Android. And that's really the best way. I've also got a newsletter at baconwrapbusiness.com. I suggest getting on there because I share stuff with people there that I don't really share with other folks. It's kind of a reward of being on my newsletter. But I just really thank you, Elon, for joining me as a guest. And I thank every listener out there. Go check out Satori Prime and all of the other resources we've had, and let me know what you think. Thanks a lot, buddy.
You got it. Thank you.
Cool. That was fun, dude.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fun. Bacon wrapped brain drugs.
Bacon wrapped brain drugs. I like it.
Yeah, it should be
By
fun.
The way, I just do you where do you order bacon from? Do you order from Paleo, Pete's Paleo, or whatever?
No, I don't actually order bacon, but I'll buy it like when I'm at the store, but I've heard of Pete's Paleo.
You should look in Pete's Paleo. I tried to get it here, but they it cost me like, say like I wanted five. He's in San Diego.
Oh yeah.
So 5 pounds, because I was gonna order like bulk and just have it here. 5 pounds of bacon was gonna cost me something like $50, and then it was $54 to ship it here. I was like, what? I was like, no thanks. But I ended up finding a delivery service here from one of the farms up here in New York, and I just ordered it. So every week they just deliver it to my front door.
Nice.
In this like ice box.
So it's amazing.
And I just had it. Holy fuck balls.
So wait, Pete's Paleo. Oh, so it's which? It's just their bacon, or do they have other?
Pete's Paleo has everything. You can order meals through him, and they're a little expensive.
I've heard that, yeah.
But delicious.
But you say the bacon is off the charts. Here.
Say it again.
The bacon is off the charts, though.
It's ludicrously good, ludicrously good. And for the price, it's actually pretty cheap.
Nice.
And since you're in San Diego, I mean, shipping should be nothing.
That's cool.